Welcome to Hustlers Healthy Hacks. I'm Madeline Carafa, creator and host of The Healthy Hustlers.
And I'm Tegan Martin, former Miss Universe Australia and presenter. Every Tuesday, we will be bringing you raw and honest conversations that we hope will empower you to live a healthier, happier life.
If you enjoy our conversations, we'd love you to follow our adventures on Instagram. You can find Tegan at Tegan.Martin and myself, Madeline, at The Healthy Hustlers. Now let's dive into this week's conversation. This episode of The Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by New Life's Cocoa Bars. Available in four delicious flavours, New Life's Cocoa Bars are not only the perfect all-natural on-the-go snack, but 100% of the profits go towards empowering women to have their own sustainable businesses in the remote coastal villages in the Solomon Islands. Hello, Teagues. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
Hey, Mads. I'm so good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be chatting to you today.
I got to see you this week.
I know. It was so nice to finally see you in person. It's so funny because we've obviously been talking so much and still recording, but actually just like physically seeing you and being able to hug you was so nice.
I just forget how much I need connection and I need touch and all those sort of senses. So it was really nice to see you and G, and I have seriously missed her. It's like the weirdest thing when it's someone else's baby, but I've been there from like the pregnancy right through to watching her stages develop. And yeah, 6 weeks away was too long.
I know. She's grown so much in that time as well. She's so cheeky now. But at least she remembered you. So that's nice.
That's a plus. So today we're really excited, guys, because we are actually, as you may already know, doing the Manifestation and Magic course by Holly as a party. And Mads and I decided that we were going to really sit and go deep with this course and try and share some of what we're learning with you. So Mads, let's start off by sort of giving one thing that we loved and took away from our last call.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am seriously loving this course. It is so good. And I think it's funny because I think we both very much know a lot of the, I guess, the principles or the exercises that are being shared. But Holly just goes so much deeper and really gives you that understanding. And I think that that's what I'm really enjoying, is just going that little bit deeper into the work. Mm. So for me, one of the things I really took out of last week's, which was week three, was around vibrations. And so, you know, I talk a lot about it on social media. So do you. Like, we all hear high vibes, get in a good vibe, shift your energy, all of those sort of things. And I feel like I am quite good at being aware of when I'm not in a high vibrational state. And I'm also quite aware of how to shift that. Mm. But something that I took away from this session with Holly was really learning what your authentic energy needs to be in a high vibrational state. Mm. And I think that, you know, for anyone that's a bit unclear of what that means, it's really understanding you as a person and how your energy thrives. And that will change all the time because you need different things for your energy at different times.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to dive a little bit into that today, Teagues, but what were some of your kind of favorite takeaways that you'd like to talk about today?
Similar to you, Mads, I have been dabbling in the self-development world and trying to, you know, take what I can out of what other people that seem to be successful are doing and adapt that into my routine. And I often hear words like, you know, being in alignment and feeling authentic and being authentic to you and embodying a high frequency. And, you know, you see all these things being thrown around by pages that we follow, but what do they really mean? And that's what Holly's teaching me. She's teaching me what these things really mean. And she's breaking it right down into exercises you can do to actually understand what all of these things are. As you said, Mads, you know, lots of people are sort of talking about high vibes. Yeah, I really vibe her energy. You know, lots of this vibing kind of chat. But what does it really mean? And learning that it is so different for everyone. Like when someone does a post and they say, turn happy music on and be around your friends and only surround yourself with people that are high vibe, you know, those kind of posts that you see on Instagram all the time, it's like, well, maybe that's not what gets me in my highest state. Maybe what gets me in my highest state is sitting on my own. So
Totally. And I think that was such a big takeaway for me, was that I think after I had, you know, 10 days, the last kind of 10 days, I have been really, really sitting in a funk. I felt the heaviness of the energy, I guess, of the world right now. Yeah. And I'm very much someone, I'm aware that I'm very affected by the moons and the collective energy around us. And I really, really felt that the last 10 days. And I think for me, being able to understand what my authentic energy needed during that time and giving myself permission to do that. And for me, that was rest. And I am so bad at resting. I'm so bad at giving myself permission to stop. And I think that just purely comes down to the fact that I love what I do. I love my work. I find achieving and giving out stuff, I guess, you know, doing the podcast and all of that and having a high expectations of myself, for me is personally a bit of gratitude for the life that I've been lucky enough or privileged enough to get. And so for me, I don't want to kind of waste time sitting back and just going about life, because I feel so privileged for the opportunities that I've been given and all of that. So the way that I show that gratitude for that privilege is, I think, by having high expectations of myself to achieve and to strive for more.
But also, Mads, let me just jump in there. You often, like I do, you pull yourself into a high vibe state and into alignment by doing this work because you love it, right?
Absolutely. And I so agree with that. But I think there has to become a point where we recognize that we don't always need that.
Yes.
And we need to recognize and give ourselves permission when you are being called to rest. Mm-hmm. And I had seriously been called to rest.
Yes.
Like, I just needed to stop. I needed to get off emails, off social media, off everything and just be. And I cannot express how important that was for me and how much it actually just worked wonders.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, Teague, sometimes, you know, I know that most people listening to this would be like us, where they do, you know, you're always hustling, you're always looking for the next thing, you're wanting to do more. And I think there is a power in being okay with just stopping and to figure out what your energy at that time is asking for. And instead of looking what the other person's doing or, you know, what someone else is achieving, being really comfortable with honoring what you need at that moment in time.
That makes me think of the journal exercise that we had for Holly's course this week, which was, she talked about writing down, when I'm aligned, I feel, and write down the emotions. But perhaps it's something you could do every morning. Today, to be in alignment, I need. So that, yes, you know, some days it will be work and some days it will be hustling, because that brings you and I so much joy. But you and I are the same, Mads. We're empaths. We take on a lot of other people's energies. And some days, to be in alignment, we just need to have a nap in the afternoon.
Absolutely. And that's what, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You and I both are very aware that we are the type of people of, yes, we can hustle and we can have busy lives, but we also, like, need 8-9 hours sleep. Neither of us are wired the way where we could work till 2 o'clock in the morning and then get up and, you know, start the day fresh. Like, it doesn't happen. And I don't want anyone to think that we can hustle or ever do hustle that way, because we absolutely do not. I couldn't even do one day of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I day nap all the time. Yep. All the time I day nap with Georgia. I go to bed at 9:30 every night without failure. And I think that the more comfortable we get with this, the more important it is to really honoring the way we feel and to making us be more productive and achieve more when the day is actually there and we have the right energy. But something I wanted to touch on, Teagues, with what you said about those journaling prompts, what was quite interesting for me when I did that of, I feel in alignment when I feel content, came up. And contentment's a word that keeps coming up for me. And if I think about contentment, that doesn't necessarily mean to me being busy or hustling. To me, contentment means looking around and being really happy with what I have in my life right in that moment. And so it's made me think a lot about going back to really having to redefine what success actually looks like to us and what, you know, if we are manifesting our dream life, what are those feelings that are associated with our dream life? Like, how are we going to feel every day?
One of the most powerful things that I took out of the call is Holly encouraging us to really decipher what emotions we feel when we are in our highest state. They could be different for everyone. Like, she even spoke about in the call orgasms and how they are like the highest frequency for some people, which was so interesting because, you know, never even think of that. Like, she's right. Like, there's a reason that humans, you know, desire to be in that state. And she then talked about once we know what our highest vibe emotions are, and as you just said, Mads, yours is your word at the moment is this content. What activities do you then need to do throughout your day to feel content?
You know, like we said at the start, that's going to look really different for everyone. Mm. One day it might be playing that high vibes playlist and having a coffee or a smoothie and dancing around the living room. But the next day, it might actually just be walking in nature with no music at all, not talking to anyone and just taking in the beauty around you. So I think really being crystal clear on what you need on that given day. And they're prime examples for me. Like, one morning I love getting up and dancing around the living room with Georgia and starting my day with a really high flowing energy. With other days, all I want is to just feel alive and to feel like the beauty around me and to feel present. Like, feeling really present in a moment can bring a lot of alignment. And I think that's what Holly talks about, is it's recognizing when you're in those moments and you're in alignment, is that's when you start really manifesting what you want. Because the vibes are attracting in, you're at a high frequency, you're operating at a really high frequency, and like attracts like. So that's when you're drawing in the good stuff.
Absolutely. I just wanted to thread into that exact same train of thought. The reason that we are talking about alignment today, the reason we're talking about vibrating at our highest frequency, is because what we're learning through this course is you can't manifest things when you're in a low vibe state, right? Yes. So we've looked at the chart that was sent to us. I think it's called the Scale of Consciousness. So if anyone wants to look that up, and
literally just Google it, guys. Yeah. It's just on Google.
And it shows, you know, the low vibe states being grief and resentment and fear. And then it literally shows you, I think this is like a scientific perspective of you know, how everything vibrates at a certain energy, from the desk that we're sitting at to the computer to the tree outside to ourselves. We're all vibrating in a certain energy, which is why when we're in the higher frequency of energies, we're attracting in bigger and better things that are vibrating at the same energy. And it's so fascinating because I think there's a lot of courses and, you know, personal development coaches out there talking about this, but I love how she goes quite deep, and she did in the first week, on the science behind it all.
Yes.
This isn't just for woo-woo people, right, Mads? Like, this isn't just for the personal development people that are really dedicated. This is for everyone.
This is for everyone.
Easy enough to shift yourself into a high vibe state so that you can then start manifesting a better life. Like, why wouldn't you do the work?
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Are you a snackaholic like me? Then listen up, because I'm about to tell you about the perfect all-natural treats that are packed with the best plant-based ingredients, no added sugars, plus they're refined sugar and gluten-free. I'm talking about New Life's Cocoa Bars, available in four delicious flavours: choc raspberry, vanilla bean, salted caramel, and espresso latte. New Life's Cocoa Bars make the perfect on-the-go snack or 3 p.m. pick-me-up. Easy and convenient to have in the pantry, or if you're like me, have a stack in your handbag so you never run out of healthy on-the-go snacks again. The sweetest part? 100% of profits from New Life's Cocoa Bars go towards empowering women to have their own sustainable businesses in the remote coastal villages in the Solomon Islands. You can find New Life's Cocoa Bars at selected Woolworths stores, your local independent grocer or health food store, or you can simply click the link in the show notes and visit newlife.com to buy a sample pack of their bars today. Use the code HUSTLERS15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Time to get snacking.
The thing that I love about this stuff, Teagues, is it's so powerful from an everyday perspective. Like even just being in that state, in that positive mindset, to be around your family, to be around your friends, like it actually being in that state as often as possible actually just makes your life so much more enjoyable and so much easier because you're not bogged down by the stress and the anxiety and the overwhelm that you're placing on yourself. But one thing I will say is we are humans. And as Holly pointed out, and we all are aware, we still need to feel grief and anxiety and all of those things to then make us really appreciate when we're in the higher vibe state. So this isn't about like always being in a high vibe state. It's just being aware of when you're in a low vibrational state and how you can shift your energy for what you need at that particular time to get you in a higher vibrational state.
Yeah, I did love how she was really clear that it's important to feel all emotions.
Absolutely.
But what she did point out that was really interesting, and this might be helpful to you guys, is that if you're trying to say affirmations in the morning to create a positive day, or if you're trying to attract your dream man in, or your dream job, or your dream wage, like don't be saying the affirmations from a low vibe state. You know, be in the low vibe state, sit in it, feel the grief, feel the sadness if you're going through hardship at that time. But don't be trying to manifest or say affirmations when you're in that state, because you won't attract in what you're asking for.
Yeah, exactly. So like a good example for this is if you recognize that one of your authentic energy needs to be in nature to get into a higher vibrational state. So say you're waking up, you get a crappy email, you're feeling pretty heavy and just not high vibing.
Yeah.
You could go for your walk in nature. So you're filling up your cup, you're getting in a higher vibrational state.
Yeah.
And then you would, during that time, you would start thinking about or visualizing the dream life that you want or the things you want to draw in. And it's after that, when you're staying in that higher vibrational state, is when you would start telling yourself your affirmations.
Yes.
Is that how you would take it, Teagues?
I'm the first person to say that I heard about affirmations and started saying them all the time in the car. You know, while I was running late for work, I'm there saying my affirmations. Like I'm literally going against all the rules on energy and attracting things in by running late, being stressed because I'm running late, but then just like randomly trying to chuck my affirmations in as if they're something to tick off my to-do list.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Do you know a really powerful one? So hopefully you guys know, the show actually just clicked over 1 million downloads. So a huge thank you to you all for being a huge part of that. But when that happened, it was like a really big goal, as you know, Teagues.
Yeah.
And when I opened the, you know, backend system to see the downloads, it was like 9:30 at night. Ryan was already asleep. And I don't know why I checked it. I just had this feeling too. Anyway, I messaged my best friend straight away and I was like, oh my God, bloody did it. Like we've hit 1 million. And she wrote back and said, go and look at yourself in the mirror right now. Capture that feeling and tell yourself something really positive. And it was just such a beautiful, and I was like, oh my God, I so need to do this. And, you know, Georgia was asleep, Ryan was asleep. I went into the bathroom, I put the light on and I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I just like beaming with excitement. And I just was like, I am so proud of you. Like, I'm so proud of you. And I just kept like holding on to that feeling and just telling myself that I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. See, you're so much smarter than you know. You're so much stronger. Like all of these affirmations that I've been using over the years to build my confidence to get to a point where I feel comfortable doing things like this. And I just kept reinforcing it. And then I actually started to tell myself what's next. So now I really want this. And I was almost directing it to the universe, telling the universe what I want to come next and what opportunities I want, because I was just like radiating on that like highest frequency that I could possibly be on in that moment. You can have those moments throughout your whole day. Like sometimes mine's literally nights where if Ryan and I are sitting on the couch cuddling, which we're not like, we don't usually do that, as we spoke about yesterday, Teeks. But in those moments, like, I'll literally be like, oh, I want more of this. Yeah. Or I want, and I'll draw in what I want from that place of love because I'm just so wrapped up in it in that moment.
That's all it is. It's next time you're in that state, guys, where you're just feeling something that's not your normal day-to-day feeling, it's like pride. Pride is a huge high vibe state. Love, like affection.
Gratitude. Yep.
Gratitude. When you're in that next, especially if you have a big milestone like Mads did, stop, breathe, think about how you feel. Like, you know, we can go through joy, pain, grief, resentment, anger all in the same day, but if we're not stopping and recognizing how that really feels, we can't use that as something to tune back into when we want to get back into that state. And Holes talks a lot about this. You need to be aware and really present when you're in those states, because then you can use those emotions and that feeling to tap back into that before you go into an important meeting where you really want the job, or before you jump on a really important phone call. You know, use those emotions that you remember. And because you stood in front of the mirror, Mads, like, you can really tap into that moment quite easily now moving forward.
Absolutely. And I think that's been a really powerful thing, is tapping back. And that was even before I did this course. I remember reading Jordana Levin's book, Make It Happen. Yes. And that's all about, it's really big on belief with manifestation, which was a huge takeout for me, but also tapping back into those feelings as well. And I remember having to really start being more present with my feelings and when things felt good. Like, even if it was as simple as receiving an email from, you know, a client or something that you've been waiting for and it made you excited, like, remember that feeling. And then next time you go into your inbox, like, visualize and feel that feeling again. It's all just those little moments of being like having that awareness and then tapping back into it when you want to manifest something.
It's like magic, Mads. Like, we can tap into this anytime now that we're starting to be aware of these things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I knew these things from a young age. I wish someone told me that I could tap into an emotion to attract in the things that I really want. Like, how amazing is that?
It's so amazing. And I think that this is the beautiful thing about the journey, is that we get given these things when we most need them, I believe.
Yeah.
And so for us, we probably would never have appreciated it or given it as much time and attention if we had have learnt this at, say, 22 or 23, because we simply weren't ready.
Yeah.
Whether right now we're so ready for that growth and that further development, that's why we're so invested in it. And I think that's why it's working for us, because we're ready for that.
Oh, that resonates so much with me. Like, the 22-year-old thing, I remember I would try and tell myself things that I wanted, or tell myself things that I was, like, you are beautiful, you are this. But because I wasn't believing it, it didn't hold any power.
Absolutely.
What these emotions and being in alignment does, like, it helps take us to a state where we actually believe what we're putting out.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I think that's a great takeaway on getting really clear on what you want. I think, you know, we've spoken about this. We spoke about this in the passion episode. We've spoken about it so much, but it's so easy to look at other people and what they have and want that, instead of really honing in on what you truly desire. Like, what are you here on this planet for? You know, you might not have the actual answer today. I'm not saying that you need the answer, but, like, what lights you up? Like, what's going to be true to your authentic self?
And if you want to be a famous surfer or a firefighter or whatever it is you want to be, like, do you but then believe that you're capable of that? Because if you don't believe it,
yes,
you know, and that's something you can work on too, Mads. Like, I know probably for you as well. For me, I have sometimes wanted something, but I haven't yet believed I was worthy of it yet. So
totally.
It didn't come because I didn't believe I was worthy of it. So you can know what you want and then do the work to get yourself to a point where you believe you're worthy of it.
Tiggs, there's still things now that I know I want, but I have to work on feeling worthy for it. Mm. And that's breaking down barriers of things like, so for me personally, and this is when I talk about redefining success, for me, I really need to redefine, I think I've always associated a lot of wealth or a lot of money and materialistic things with greed.
Right.
And I think a lot of us maybe do. And that probably just comes from, you know, more of a working class family. Like my parents both always worked really hard, but like we were never really wealthy. Yeah, we had a comfortable, beautiful life, but like mum and dad never had like the best cars or the newest house or anything like that. So I've always associated really, really hard work with then having a comfortable life, if that makes sense. So for me, I have to almost redefine that. You don't have to be rich and greedy. They don't have to go hand in hand. Why am I putting them hand in hand? You could be rich and be the most generous, giving person and do more charitable work than most people. So it's kind of breaking down those barriers or those associations. And I think that's where a lot of my work needs to be in like, well, I can still be rich if I want, or have a big life and be a good person. I can still have all of that and still be incredibly compassionate and kind. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to be really rich. So that's not even, so for me, it's like redefining success for me isn't even really about money. It's about like, I just want to be happy and content and peaceful. And I want to give my kids a wholesome lifestyle. So like even redefining success from a financial perspective. Well, we hope that, guys, that gave you a little bit of insight into what we're doing. But I guess one thing, though, that you guys can do if you want to start doing a bit of work in this area after this episode is really starting to hone in on what your authentic energy needs to get into the higher vibrational state. We've obviously spoken about that so much, but really figuring out or being aware when you're not in a high vibing state. So when you're feeling upset, feeling, and how you can shift that energy.
Yes.
So, you know, to shift that energy and to be in a high vibrational state, you want to be feeling things like contentment, happiness, love, gratitude. And gratitude is probably one of the most powerful ways. Well, for me personally, is to shift you out of a low vibrational state is to practice gratitude daily, every day. As soon as I'm in a low vibe or I'm frustrated or I'm angry, I just tell myself, shift to gratitude, shift to gratitude, shift to gratitude. And I just look around me and I start saying all the things I'm grateful for, and it literally just lifts me out of that. And then I can go and do my higher vibrational things like getting out for a walk in nature or playing music or playing a game with Georgia and laughing.
I love that. I'm going to give you guys one action item as well. And please don't be overwhelmed if this episode was full of new words for you, because these are words that Mads and I have been using for a long time and we're only just starting to really understand it. So keep at the work. One thing I'm going to get you to do to try and understand the concept of shifting your state is stand in the mirror next time you're alone and say, I love my body. Maybe you could have no clothes on, because I know that's a hard thing for some women to do. Stand in front of the mirror and say, I love my body. Then ask yourself in that moment if you really believe that, because I know I used to say it in the mirror for years and I didn't believe it. I was saying it, hoping that it was going to do something. Then I want you to put some high vibe music on, go and play with your puppy, do whatever it is that helps you shift into a high vibe state and be in alignment with your, you know, higher self. And then go back to the mirror and say the same thing. I love my body. And look at yourself with no clothes on in the mirror and say, I love my body. And just see how different that feels for you and feel how much more you believe it when you're in the high vibe state, as opposed to when you just get back from work and you've had a crazy day and you've had a crappy day, your boss has gone mad at you and you've come off, you've taken your clothes off and you said it in the mirror. I feel like that might be a really good exercise to help you guys understand the power of being in a high vibe state and how affirmations and manifesting work much better when you're in that state.
Oh, I love it.
That's, I just made that up.
I love it. I love it. That's such a good note to finish on. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, we'll put some links to Holly's course that we're doing. Yeah. If you do want to look for that, look at doing that in the future. It's bloody amazing.
It
I cannot recommend it more. So yeah, please let us know if you have any questions or want to chat about this topic a little bit more.
Absolutely. We can go deeper. If anyone's interested, we'd love your feedback. Bye, guys.
Yay. See you next week.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app. If you'd like to suggest a topic, we'd love to hear from you via Instagram at The Healthy Hustlers or via the website thehealthyhustlers.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with all things hustle, please follow at Tegan.Martin and at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram. See you all next week.